Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I guess I'm not the only one. I'm glad I'm not alone. Yeah, I just come stumbling out of the gate sometimes. But, yeah, you'll find your way. You're in the QSO. You're finding some folks. Yep, well, good deal. Yeah, the bands, I don't know. I'm not a band expert, but it seems like there's been good days and bad days, which there is. But sometimes it's just pretty lousy. And that's, I guess, another reason I end up going to FT8. But in the Sun Cycle, we're not in a bad place right now, but still sometimes the FT8 is just, it's a lazy mode, I suppose. It's, if you just want to stare at the screen and look at propagational contacts, I find it kind of fun. So I don't know if you've played with that at all. But, yeah, the rag chew thing comes a little hard for me on the HF. I don't do it a lot. Chase a little POTA because it's a real quick signal report and move on, and it's kind of fun to see where that propagational stuff is going and whatnot. So that POTA chasing activating is great, too. I haven't done it but a couple times, but it is fun to hunt, and you can do that right from the comforts of your home. So always different things you can do. But anyway, well, hey, I just heard John there and warming up your radio, so I thought, here's my chance to say hey to John. So here I is, W1, WOW, back to you.